As is known to all, we celebrate on this day not only the vigil of the Sunday, but also the first Saturday of this month of October, dedicated to the Most Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, dedicated to the Blessed Mother in a very special way. And it's interesting that, of course, we are both to meditate on the mysteries of the Rosary. It's very interesting that the Blessed Mother appeared years after. She did this several times to Venerable Lucia dos Santos, the oldest of the children, who died recently and first became a Dorothean nun and then a Carmelite nun, and told her that the final battle against humanity and against the church would be waged by the devil upon the family. And of course, so we have it. All around us, we see the many, many attacks on the very holy sacramental institution of the family, of marriage, between one man and one woman. And then, of course, everything that comes from it. Because marriage is destined by God to be for the propagation of the human race. And so this first Saturday is very appropriate that we remember in a very special way, as we do anyway, Our Lady of the Rosary and Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima, our patroness, along with St. Stephen. And, of course, on this first Saturday, we remember that we are to go to Mass, go to Communion, go to Confession as soon as possible, before or after, in order to receive the graces. And what's really sad is that most people do not receive the graces that they need desperately to make it to purgatory, to make it to heaven, because they don't care. And that's horribly sad. It places a terrible burden on us who have given our lives over to the preaching of the truth of Christ and of our holy Catholic religion. And of course, part of this is the fact that many, including many in the church, do not really believe. Just recently, I had an argument, sort of, with someone who maintained that it doesn't matter. And I've heard this in several places the last couple of weeks. Some very high places, some very low places. It doesn't matter if you're Catholic or not. It doesn't matter how you get to heaven as long as you get there. Well, they can't. There's only one road. There's only one way. And that is the way of the one holy Catholic and apostolic church. And I told this person who purported to be a Catholic, I said, well, if you do not believe this, then what are you doing here? Get out. You do not belong here. And then I've heard it several times since, coming from the mouths of priests and deacons and so forth. Very incredible. Our Lady of Fatima comes to teach us the truth. And the truth is that Jesus Christ, her Son, is the Lord of the universe. He is the one that we see in the first reading today, created the universe, created Adam and Eve, created marriage, created the family. Now we are very blessed, though it's not as obvious in this particular Mass, but it is more obvious in the High Gregorian Mass that we have every Sunday, that this parish is founded intrinsically on families with many, many children, many couples who are married, mostly young, and many babies. And so, the family, children, and our Lord says, suffer the little children to come unto me. That means allow them to come to me. Do not prevent them. What does that mean, too? Very appropriate, very prophetic. With contraception and abortion, do not prevent them. And they're both two sides of the same coin. But there are many who teach otherwise. They're not Catholics. We will not see them in heaven. unless I repent at the last minute. We must hold fast to the real, the one true faith. And we must preach that faith. And we must live and die for that faith. Today we also celebrate the feast of the young monk who is a disciple of St. Benedict, St. Placid. His father had given him lands in Sicily, in Messina. And St. Benedict told him, you go and you will open a monastery there. And he went with a few monks, 20 or 30, and they started a monastery. And then, a few years later, pirates from Africa, not Muslims, they did not exist yet, pirates from Africa assailed them and told them, if you don't refuse your faith in Jesus Christ, you will die. So St. Placid, the leader, the abbot, even though he was still in his 20s, he stood up and said, well then, we are willing to die for Jesus Christ and for the church. Interestingly enough, that week, his sister and two brothers and other relatives had come to visit him. And all of them were put to death, St. Placid and Campanius, the first martyrs of the Benedictine family. There is but one Lord, one God, one faith, one baptism, and none other. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And if you